The concerns stem from reports of unusual voting patterns in 2014 and persistent worries about the security of electronic voting machines in Kansas.
Apparently, they're not that hard to hack.
Beth Clarkson is a statistician and a quality engineer at Wichita State University, so she knows a thing or two about how numbers can be manipulated. Surges in partisan vote totals recorded late on election night in 2014 caught her attention. They look similar to patterns that researchers said revealed fraud in Republican presidential primaries 2 years earlier. To make sure she was on solid ground, Clarkson wanted to see if she could replicate that earlier study.
They had done all of their analysis with publicly available data that could be downloaded from the internet. So I took a look at the data and I took a look at their analysis and I got the same results they did.
When Clarkson then used the same methods to scrutinize the U.S. Senate race in Kansas, won by Pat Roberts over Greg Orman, her suspicion was confirmed. The suspicion that voting machines may have been rigged to pad Republican totals in some large precincts. Vern McFalls believes he saw it happen as he and other election workers were preparing to close down their Topeka polling place.
If it were left up to me, I would never go near an electronic voting machine again. And it's too easy. I mean, it's too easy.
Clarkson's findings reignited speculation about how Governor Sam Brownback eked out a win over Paul Davis on that same night, and prompted Democrats to warn supporters about voting machines and advocate an alternative, paper. Laura Kelly is a state senator from Topeka.
I've always used paper ballots, and I encourage everybody to use paper ballots. It's much easier to tamper with those electronic machines, and we suspect that there's been some of that going on. I think if people want their vote to count, they ought to use paper.
Well, where's the cancel button?
Well, you just don't have it out there for just any Tom Schmo to know.
You probably have to put a special card.
Taking a break from a poll worker training class, Miami County Clerk Janet White says she's confident in her aging but well-maintained fleet of electronic voting machines. Machines just like the ones that have raised eyebrows elsewhere. She insists they're just as secure as paper ballots.
None of these machines are hooked to the internet, so they're really not hackable.
And White says the machines and data cards used to activate them are closely monitored before, during, and after each election.
So we really have got some safety measures in place that without, you know, knocking somebody over the head, I really don't think you're going to be able to mess with our election.
Paola resident Renee Flatsgraf is preparing to work her first election as a volunteer. As a voter, she shares White's confidence in the machines.
I've used them for several years. The ballots are very simple to navigate through. You have an opportunity to change an answer if you want to change it. So I've never had any issue with the electronic machines.
But organizations that monitor elections continue to have issues with them, particularly in states like Kansas that don't require post-election audits. In 2012, the Verified Voting Foundation and the Common Cause Educational Fund ranked Kansas among the states least prepared to catch and address election problems. Douglas County Clerk Jamie Hsu refuses to use electronic voting machines. He says his paper ballot system is more secure.
I, as an election official, like the security of having that paper-based system that, regardless of what happens, I have a ballot I can hand a voter, they can vote, and if need be, I can hand count it if none of the equipment works.
Voters can request paper ballots, even in counties that rely primarily on machines. But supplies can be limited, so if you plan to ask for one, you may want to call ahead. In Topeka, I'm Jim McLean.